7:36 on a Tony Conley Morning Show, 1320 WILS, 1320WILS.com. It's currently 70 degrees, beautiful Tuesday morning. We hope you had a great Memorial Day weekend. Thanks for tuning into the program, 393-3700. That's the McLaren Health Plan phone line. Let's head out and talk with Michigan State Senator Rick Jones. Senator, how are you?
Good morning. Just having my morning coffee.
All right, where are you at this morning?
The Grandland J&W, talking to all the guys.
All right. Senator, I wanted to ask you about a new bill that the governor signed, which will now allow jails to charge prisoners. Tell us about this story.
Well, I was approached by the city of Lansing and East Lansing, and they have what's known in Michigan law as lockups. They can only hold somebody for up to 3 days. If they're held longer, they have to go to a county jail. Years ago, laws passed that the county jail can charge you upon conviction for your stay, but the city lockups were left out of the law. So I wrote the bill and fixed it, and now if you stay and you're convicted, you're going to have to pay for your hotel service.
How does this work now? How are you going to collect the money? How do you charge them? How much does it cost?
Well, they're able to charge whatever the CPA, whatever the bean counters say that it costs for you to stay there, typically probably around $60. And upon conviction, they simply send you a bill and you owe it. If you don't pay it, it goes into your credit history. And I recall back when I was sheriff, occasionally we would have people come in and they'd want to clean up their credit. Perhaps they changed their lifestyle and wanted to buy a home and get married, and they would come in and pay their bill.
Three hots and a cot now on the slammer is going to cost you, it looks like, some municipalities, that could be $50, $55, $60. Not only will this be a great way for them to earn some extra revenue and pay for those services, but do you think this will be a deterrent?
Probably not. Typically, the guy that gets picked up and put in the jail overnight, the city lockup, it's because they've got intoxicated or they've started fighting something, misdemeanor type thing. But it will be easier for the city lockups to collect it than a county jail that typically has to bill for several months.
All right. I got a Facebook posting, and I wanted to read you this because you may have some knowledge about this. This person writes, totally traumatized by the day our sweet Chloe, our dog, was attacked by two pit bulls and a German shepherd Saturday. She came out of surgery today with one less kidney and very critical 24 to 48 hours coming our way to as we monitor her infections. This was the third time these dogs have attacked a local dog, and the police in a certain town refuse to confiscate the dogs. Isn't there a law to protect us and our pets? Please pray for Chloe. You know anything about the laws and regarding our pets? Do our pets deserve to be protected?
Well, absolutely. And I would support anybody in stopping a vicious animal attacking their pets or their, you know, their farm animals or anything like that. And the law is pretty clear, and I don't know why the police in whatever area that is haven't responded, but certainly they should. Typically, people would be ticketed and possibly their dogs picked up and put in a dog pound.
All right, Michigan State Senator Rick Jones here on the Tony Conley Morning Show. Sir, thanks so much for your time.
Have a great day.
It's 70 degrees, beautiful Tuesday morning. Linda Lynch is here for Tech Time. We'll do that next on the Tony Conley Morning Show on 1320 WILS. We'll answer the question, when should you turn off and on your computer? Does it really save you dollars in electricity? We'll talk about that next on More Compelling Talk Radio, 1320 WILS.